Let's talk a little bit about the Afro-Latin or Afro-Cuban tradition, which is now, to a certain extent, called Afro-Latin jazz or Afro-Cuban jazz. This is a tradition that is ancient, and by ancient, I mean going back to the 16th century. Yes, I know that jazz did not start in the 16th century, but the roots of jazz were well placed in the New World. In the 16th century, it began because of the importation of a number of slaves. And what we have in Cuban music, without having to go back all that way, is that we really have a palpable connection to specific music traditions starting in the 1700s. More specifically, at the period between the 17th? 1700s, that's the 18th century. So going into the 17th century, when Haiti was sort of liberated itself from colonial rule, many of the French traditions and of the French settlers came to Cuba with their slaves. Slavery was still, you know, in effect in Cuba, so they had a safer place to go, and many of them moved, especially to the area of Santiago de Cuba, which coincidentally happens to be perhaps one of the musical capitals of Cuba. And so you find a rich tradition of Spanish music, which was already there, a French tradition, which is very strong, coming in. You have an African tradition from the individual countries that Spain colonized, or where they got their slaves from, or France got their slaves from. So you have an incredible hybrid of musical styles and musical traditions, many of which were suppressed, but still existed. The big difference in a lot of the development of African music in the New World, say the big difference between the United States or the northern colonies and the Caribbean, is that in the Caribbean, the Spaniards, for one reason or other, thought that they could get more work out of the slaves, they could get them to be more effective if they kept them in their language groups, whereas that the English style was entirely the opposite. You divide the groups or you mix them up so that the traditions fall apart and they can only use English or pidgin English or whatever they used at the time to understand each other. The effect that this had on music is that the individual rhythms, religious traditions that came out of the individual ethnic groups, I'm not going to call them tribes because they didn't come as tribes, the individual ethnic groups was purer and maintained sometimes, to this day actually, they maintain some of the languages. And so the connection to music is very palpable. So this music combines in the 17th century and into the 18th century and into the 19th century, because in the old days it took a long time for a musical tradition to grow. You have a mixture of that Spanish, French, and various African traditions. These are actually the roots of Afro-Cuban jazz.